Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to Josh Carr Live. We have, once again, two brave Candace Owens fans who do not believe that Tyler Robinson is the assassin of Charlie Kirk, and we're going to be debating them today. We had so much fun yesterday, and so we're going to run it back today. And again, this is going to be a good faith conversation, and so I want to welcome in, without further ado, we're just going to get right into it. And I should say as well, guys, if you want myself or my guest here to answer any question that you have, please leave a super chat below. It does help us. It does help me to be independent in my team, which is me and my wife, to continue to invest in this show. So thank you so much. I really do appreciate you guys. Again, we will try to get to all questions, but if you leave a super chat, we will get to it no matter what. With that, I want to bring in Craig. Craig, how are you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. And I apologize for the viewers. I'm going to be looking down here at my monitor because I want to just be able to, I know Craig's face isn't up, but I feel weird like looking at a camera instead of looking where the audio is coming from. But here on the ground.
I apologize. It's 6 a.m. where I am. So it's a little early for camera for me. So yeah.
Do you mind telling me what time zone you're in, where you're at?
I'm in Japan.
Very cool. Okay. Well, yeah. No worries. I've never said that someone has to have their camera on, so I don't mind at all. I just appreciate you being here. Here are the ground rules, and I'll submit to them as much as I ask you to. We don't do profanity here, so no profanity, please. No personal attacks. I don't even know who you are, so there's nothing for me to personally attack you on. And then in terms of the debate itself, unfortunately, I'm going to be a debater and a moderator, and so I'll do my best to be fair to you, and I think I was fair to the people yesterday, but just understand that's kind of the difficult position I'm in. And what we'll do here is I'll lay out a claim. I want to hear what kind of your claim is. And then let's aim for like 30 seconds back and forth, just so each of us can actually get a true point in. Is that fair? Are those things good for you?
For sure.
Okay. Awesome. Well, here is my claim. My claim is just simply that Tyler Robinson is the most likely person, and I'm willing to go up to at least 95, if not 99% certain that he was the one that assassinated Charlie Kirk. What's your claim?
My claim is that I put myself in like a juror's perspective. Does that make sense? Like I really appreciate the investigative journalism, if you want to call it that, like that people like Candace and Baron Coleman and others have been doing. But I put myself in the juror's perspective, and I just haven't seen enough evidence to definitively say that Tyler Robinson, which is what the prosecution is claiming, acted alone, lone gunman with a .30-06, killed Charlie Kirk with one gunshot. I haven't seen enough evidence to support that.
Okay, so I just want to understand your point of view then, because again, one of the difficult things with this is the people on my side of things, we have a very, like we all believe the same thing, which is that Tyler Robinson did it. On your side of things, it's a little bit more of a spectrum. And so is there a specific narrative that Candace Owens or Baron Coleman have put out there that you subscribe to? Do you believe Tyler Robinson pulled the trigger, but just there were other people conspiring?
Yeah, no, I haven't. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. Yeah, I haven't seen anything to suggest that there was a trigger pull. I haven't seen, whatever this 4K video is. I haven't seen it. I don't think you've seen it. So that's a big question mark for me. And, the idea that he acted alone. Now, would I say that he's completely innocent? Absolutely not. Do I think maybe that he had something to do on that day with what happened? Quite possibly. And that's what the trial is for.
Okay, fair enough. So this is a good point. Just before we get into some of the meat of things, just a good point of maybe agreement that we can come on. When the trial happens, let's assume that it goes to trial. Let's assume that everything goes down without any sort of plea agreement. If the jury comes down and Tyler Robinson is guilty, is that like done for you? You're good. You're definitely you're done with what Candace Owens and Baron Coleman have said.
I don't really understand the question. Do you mean like would I take the jury's decision and be okay with that?
Correct, because there's a subset, I would say the majority of Candace Owens fans who the jury, frankly, like the trial doesn't even matter to them. They're not going to trust it no matter what. And I just don't want to pigeonhole you into anything without hearing you.
Yeah, I guess I haven't really heard that claim that you're making that a lot of people on Candace Owens' side, whatever that may be, would not accept, you know, the result that maybe they're not expecting. Where do you get that claim from?
Well, I mean, she doesn't even believe any of the preliminary hearing, any of the evidence that they presented there. Like the preliminary hearing,
What do you mean by like not believing preliminary? Like, give me an example.
For instance, the preliminary hearing has evidence of Tyler Robinson being on campus that day, and Candace Owens and her followers don't believe he was like ever there ever. So I guess I
would have to push back on that. I don't think that that's true. I think that, you know, from a good faith perspective, you can say that there is some, you know, some suggestive evidence that perhaps somebody that is slightly resembling, from what we've seen, by the way, okay, slightly resembling Tyler Robinson, you know, shades, hat, jeans, whatever, maroon shirt. Do we have images that maybe suggest somebody with his look and build? Yeah. But I mean, is that enough to convict somebody? Absolutely not. Now,
well, okay,
one question.
Sorry, really quick, Craig, we can get into this. I guess my question for you, let's say, I guess I'm talking about hypotheticals because I just want to understand what would be satisfying to you. Let's say hypothetically, the same images, the exact same videos that we've already seen in the preliminary hearing were shown also in trial and nothing more. And then the jurors found that along with the other evidence to be enough to convict Tyler Robinson. Would just based on what the jury decides, would you be satisfied with that?
Absolutely. I would say yes. But my only caveat there would be putting myself in a juror's perspective. I would never be able at this point, given the evidence that I've seen, I would never be able to send somebody to his death based on the evidence that was presented in the preliminary hearing. Is that fair?
Okay. Okay. Yes. I feel like we're in the same point of view and I understand now. So let's go into that. What is unsatisfying to you?
I mean, basically, I want to see all of the things. If he was at Chick-fil-A, show me the video. Show me all of the footage uninterrupted. You know, there must be literally hours of footage. Just play it all. That's all you have to do. That's it.
And the prosecution. Okay, so again, we're in agreement there. I'm with you. Yeah. The prosecution wants that. Erica Kirk wants that. The media lawyer wants that. The defense has not wanted things like that. But again, that's for the future. That's for the trial. So it seems like we're in lockstep with that. My claim is just Tyler Robinson, based on what I've seen, I agree with you. Maybe I'm not 100% there, but I'm 95% there. So I'm just wondering who would it be if it wasn't Tyler Robinson? And like, what more do you need in order to be, let's just get you to 80%. Are you 80% sure it was Tyler Robinson?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, what you're like, it's a little bit, I'm not saying that you're strawmanning this argument. That's not what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, what we should be doing is steelmanning against the prosecution. And to kind of be cheerleaders for the prosecution, I find to be a little bit icky. That's all.
Okay. I see where you're coming from. And I think that's a good faith argument. I guess my question then, if we are steelmanning the defense side, is what are you seeing where you feel then that Tyler Robinson couldn't have done this? Because for myself, and I think most of my viewers, were thinking, okay, DNA evidence, that's difficult to overcome. We could talk about the images. We can talk as well about the motive, and we can talk about the confessions that he's had online. Those seem to be kind of the four main categories.
Yeah, I mean, like, do you want to kind of just walk through the day a little bit, like what happened and where the evidence is? I mean, let's start with you know, his movements on the day, according to the prosecution. Do you see any issues with the way that they're explaining the way he traveled, the changes of clothes, the back and forth? Do you see any sort of like question marks there? Or is that good for you?
There are some minor questions, like, you know, I'd love to know his conversation that he had with TPUSA. It was unclear, like, how official that was. Was that just him saying hi? Was that, like, a student TPUSA representative, or was that a higher up? So, yeah, I've got some, like, minor details, but the main storyline of him leaving his apartment around 5 a.m., driving to Orem, going four separate times onto campus, and people showing timestamps with videos, that I've got no problem with that. I think that's compelling evidence.
Yeah. So why do you think we didn't see anything related to, like, him being, for example, at the Chick-fil-A? Like, why not that video? Do you think that video exists?
Yeah, these are good questions. And again, you seem reasonable, and so I appreciate this. I think I would love to see that video come out in trial, but I do think that was just something that didn't, like, for the purposes of a preliminary hearing, that didn't need to be shown.
Like, listen, I don't want to get ahead of my skis here when it comes to, like, you know, because I know we're trying to, like, be a little bit incremental with this, which I appreciate. It's just that, like, when you have, okay, for example, I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus here, but when you have people like, let's say, what's his name, Benny Johnson, when you have somebody like that come out and say, irrefutable, so guilty, we need to put this person essentially to death, I just find that to be very disingenuous. I find that to be something that is not supported by the evidence that's been shown. And so it just makes me a bit, it really just raises some eyebrows for me. And I just don't think that that's where we should be, kind of as a culture and as a society, when it comes to a huge case and somebody's life in the balance. I just think that that's pretty bad form.
Okay, so I to be clear, and you probably haven't seen it, I've spoken out against what he said. I agree with you on that 100%.
I mean, it wasn't just him, right? It was multiple people kind of in lockstep, right?
Yeah, and I'll just say I was in the courtroom and I never said anything like that. And I know there were others that didn't. And so all I will say is I agree with you that Benny Johnson and Jack Posobiec should not have said that. And I think that it is damaging. And I think that it is evidence that they were very disingenuous and maybe excited to see a conviction come down on Tyler Robinson. However, I do not see evidence of what everyone is extrapolating from that, which is that TPUSA had something to do with this. And so my counter to that is absolutely.
I'm not making the claim that TPUSA had something to do with this. But what I will say, in the way, but just going back to, like, the Candace aspect, because I know that's kind of, like, you know, one of your, in the Venn diagram of things, I think Candace is there for you, and myself included. I just feel like what TPUSA has been caught in are a number of, let's say, not full truths. And so that also raises some questions. So, you know, if you have nothing to hide, if you have absolutely, you know, if it's a slam dunk case and you're not involved at all, which I'm not saying you are, then just release everything, answer every single question that's out there. But that's not what's happening. And so it's just creating more fodder for this speculation.
Yeah, well, so, and this is where I find this hypocritical, okay? And I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about between people like Benny Johnson or Candace Owens. It's like, you're talking about Benny Johnson and Jack Posobiec shouldn't have said these things. But Candace Owens has come out and publicly said that Erica Kirk murdered Charlie Kirk. So I would argue that was far damaging. It is true. We have text messages of her saying to someone else, I would like to ask Erica Kirk, why did you murder your husband? So
I haven't seen that text message. Can you, like, put that on the screen? Are you able to do that?
I don't have it offhand, but I can. I actually do have access.
Maybe you can like post it on your ex account, like, later, just like it as a follow up, because I would love to see that.
Yeah, I actually pulled it up for someone just a little bit earlier. So let me pull it up while we're still talking. But on your point with TPUSA, I think this is where it falls flat for me. Erica Kirk has already asked for everything to come out openly. TPUSA has asked for everything to come out openly. But in terms of a successful prosecution, it's actually not on them to do that. They're not a pod. Like, this is the difference in incentives. You've got Erica Kirk and TPUSA. They want justice for Charlie. They want Tyler Robinson to go to jail. And so they're letting the prosecutors, who are the ones that actually carry out justice, do those things. And Candace Owens does not want those things. Candace Owens wants clicks and money. And so because of that,
again, I feel like that's a bit of a bold claim.
But Candace Owens has no allegiance to the prosecution or defense. She's not trying to help either of them. She's not trying to make sure that you know, Tyler Robinson gets convicted. And so she's just trying to get it out on her own podcast. TPUSA is in a very different position. Their goal is to get a conviction against Tyler Robinson. I think a lot of people would actually against them would agree with me on that statement. And so can you see that it's actually not on them to release those things in the first place? Because in doing so, they may actually hurt the case, meaning that it's the job for prosecutors to bring that out in trial, not for podcasters to release it on their podcast for money.
Again, I see what you're saying. And in many ways, I agree with you. It's just that the point of the preliminary hearing is for the prosecution to essentially show the judge that look at all of this evidence that we have. This is undeniable, burden of proof, you know, reasonable doubt, all of that, right? And for them not to essentially put out the things that were, you know, people in society are saying, like, what about this? What about this? What about this? Is very worrying. And it seems to suggest that they don't have a ton of really substantial evidence that puts Tyler Robinson acting alone on Delosi Center with a 30-06, shooting Charlie Kirk in the neck and killing him.
Okay, so I appreciate it. This is substantive. Let me bring up a few points and I'll see what you say. Sure. Really quick, though, before I do that, I do have the text message. This is between Candace Owens and a TPUSA member that was giving her some insider stuff, apparently. Let me see if I can maximize this.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At the very bottom, it says, I'm trying to like enhance it so I can read it. This person says, she's coming here, and yes, absurd. They need to prepare. That's Candace saying that. And then this person says, geez, that's actually crazy. I'm so intrigued to hear how it goes. I got your back. Go Max. Candace says, I'm asking everything. First question, why did you murder your husband?
Right. So and, I will say that, of course, I'm not Candace Owens, nor am I her spokesperson. I mean, it does sound like she is not joking, but she is talking to this person in a way that, you know, is tearing your hair out, like, what the hell is going on? This person lied to me. I think they might be involved. Yeah. Which is, she's entitled to that.
It's not just this text, though. I mean, she's literally accused her of running a trafficking ring in Romania. She's talked about openly about her being in, I mean, she spent like a month on her podcast about Erica Kirk being at Fort Huachuca, and that was a military base. They were talking about conspiring with the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Like, it's clear what she said, right? Can we agree that on that? And this is why
I will cede to you that Candace Owen has been going hard in the paint for almost a year since one of her good friends was assassinated, like, you know, in public. And I think that the more she's gotten into this case, this story, these people, and worked with her team and done, you know, investigative journalism and talked to a lot of people and research, et cetera, it has raised more and more questions for her.
But has it produced any answers? That's my question. I understand there's lots of questions.
What answers are we actually talking about? You know what I mean? Because if we lived in maybe a different timeline, right, where it didn't seem, and again, this is just me kind of shooting from the hip here, but the feeling I get, and I know this is not based on feelings, but, you know, listen, we're all just kind of watching this and commentating on it. The feeling I get is that there is a narrative that the feds, the state of Utah, that whole apparatus really wants this narrative to be the thing. And anything that goes against it is met with high level derision and character assassination, et cetera. So it goes both ways. All I'm saying is that Candace Owen has raised a bunch of questions. I think she's done some fair reporting and it's led to some really murky places. And I mean, that's all I can basically say about that.
Okay, so here's my problem with that, Craig. On one side, we've got the investigation against Tyler Robinson, which would be the prosecution. And on this side, we have the people for him or against the idea that he did it, like Candace Owens and Baron Coleman and all of those people. On the prosecution side, which I would align myself with, and the feds and all the people that you're talking about, I have no theories, zero theories of my own. Never once on my podcast have I talked about thinking it was here or
Tyler
there.
Tyler Robinson
or
doing it is still a theory, right?
No, but
so you ascribe that theory.
Yes, I do. That theory is only rooted in the evidence that the investigators have produced. That's it, okay? And so here's my question, because you said Candace Owens is asking a lot of questions, and I agree that asking questions is good. But on this side, I'm seeing the prosecution has asked many questions and provided many answers. And we can get into those if you want. On this side, I see Candace Owens has produced many, many questions, but zero answers whatsoever. She is not committed to a single theory she's produced. She has hundreds of them and they all contradict each other. And so asking questions is great, but getting answers is much better.
I think that's I think you're kind of grouping some claims there. I mean, and like at the end of the day, that's what the trial's for, right? So the prosecution has, you know, they've shown their hand, right? Like they've shown all of their evidence. If this goes to trial, which I hope and expect it to do, then we're going to see. And hopefully Tyler Robinson has a robust defense team that is going to do their best to take the prosecution to task. And, you know, that's their job. And so, like, that's what our justice system is all about. That's what I want to see. But again, where I sit as a juror, if I were to have to go right now and cast my vote, I would not be able to convict Tyler Robinson based on what I've seen so far.
Okay. And again, we're in total agreement on that. And I find you to be one of the most reasonable people on this possible. The fact that you're willing to say all those things, because believe me, with all the people I've interacted with, they're unwilling to say that. So I appreciate that. But my problem, my fundamental problem is we've gotten some answers from the prosecution. Okay. Is it enough to convict? By definition, it's not, right? Because it was a trial and we don't even know if it will go to trial yet. So you're right. It's not enough to convict. And I'm not saying it is. And anyone who's saying, like,
I mean, if it doesn't go to trial, then definitely the prosecution didn't do their job, right?
Of course, it will. Let's be honest. It will. But like it hasn't. I'm willing to say, you know, 99% it will, but 1% maybe not. Mm-hmm. On this side, Candace Owens has not produced any inkling of anything else except for division and hate and defamation. And so that is my problem. We're just not seeing apples to apples between these two sides. Like, your problem with the prosecution is they haven't done enough yet. I can agree with you on that. Candace Owens is in the negative right now. Not only has she done nothing,
listen,
she's actually
I can
hurt people.
I can appreciate that perspective. I guess I've been, you know, full disclosure, I've been watching Candace religiously since, you know, those text messages were first leaked about Charlie Kirk showing some changes of heart, to put it mildly, about Israel, et cetera, et cetera. All I will say is that everything that I've seen from Candace Owens, and I think that I'm a pretty good judge of character, and I understand that, you know, it's a business and she's making money. So is TPUSA on the back of Charlie Kirk's murder, unfortunately. Let me just finish. My point is that I do not feel with Candace Owens that it is coming from a malicious place that is meant to cause harm, to the effect that I feel like she is trying to get to the bottom of her friend's murder. I do feel that I give her that benefit of the doubt based on everything that I've seen. Now, do I agree with every avenue she goes down? Do I agree with all of the things she says? Of course not, but I'm also not her. She is incredibly close to this story, this tragedy. I mean, talk about close to, I mean, it's insane how close she is to this. And I can only imagine what the minefield that is. But there are also other people that are farther removed from the specifics or the people itself that have also offered up some very compelling questions that need some serious investigation and answering. And that's what I'm here for.
Yeah. they may be compelling questions, but there have been no compelling answers. And that's all I'm asking for at this point from them.
Yeah.
I just want some sort of answer. Part of my problem,
I think we all do. Yeah.
Okay. We'll see if we ever see them. I mean, we've been waiting for 10 months.
Let me put it around to you.
Okay.
If there was, let's say on Candace's show in a week, she released some footage that basically showed that something with the official narrative is completely wrong, would you be able to say, hold on a second, we've got a problem here? Or does that not seem like a bridge you would want to cross?
Yeah, of course. Of course I would. Okay. And I would just want to make sure that it was verifiable and that it could be actually admitted into court. Part of my problem with all of this is a lot of the questions, you know, we could talk about crazy conspiracy theories all day, but the actual questions asked about the preliminary hearing and the evidence presented by prosecutors there is that like the defense didn't even ask for those things, you know? And so people are like asking all these questions like, oh, but is that real? It's like, well, the defense verified it was real. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been admitted in evidence or they would have cross-examined it. And so that's part of my problem with that. But of course, I mean, we should be intellectually honest with this. I hate to pull this card, but it's like, there's way more money, I'm sorry, in conspiracy theories than just trying to stick with what the feds want. Like, don't you think that anyone would have a larger audience if they railed against the feds than for what federal investigators are saying?
Well, I mean, I see your point, but at the same time, right now we're dealing with conspiracy theories writ large, because the prosecution's case by definition is a conspiracy theory, right? Because it's a theory and it was conspiracy to commit murder, right? So we're dealing with conspiracy theories, whether we like it or not. I feel like the word conspiracy theory becomes kind of an ad hominem attack. Conspiracy theorists becomes an ad hominem attack.
Again, the prosecution has come up with one theory. Candace Owens has come up with like 200. That's my fundamental problem.
I think only because she finds the prosecution story insufficient. So it's always going to be a series of, well, could it be this, right? That's what investigations do.
I hear that.
I hear that,
but it's like out of 100, you would think she would find one that was like, oh yeah, that's the one, I'm going to dig into that and I'm going to get some answers, but we're still waiting. Like, it's been 10 months.
Well, I mean, so far Candace Owens has provided the clearest image of Tyler Robinson based on her investigation, and that's him at a Dairy Queen, right?
Okay, but yeah, and these are cool ancillary details that the prosecution also could have brought up into trial, but it doesn't actually help anyone.
But they didn't.
That's why it doesn't. Because it doesn't do anything. It's for a podcast to look cool, but it doesn't actually get us closer to who killed Charlie.
I don't agree with that position. I'll never agree with the reason Candace is doing this is just for clicks and to look cool. I don't accept that.
Okay, well, we're going to have to agree to disagree on that. Yeah. You guys, sorry, speaking to the audience for a second. If you want to leave a super chat, it does help support me. And also, you can ask Craig any question right now. I want to be fair to Craig. I'm sure there's people who have questions for him. And maybe you'll have a question for me as well. Either way is fine. Craig, is that okay if we go through some super chats?
Yeah, man, totally. I think we've kind of exhausted it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will say one more thing. I don't want to filibuster you or anything. You said that Candace was incredibly close to this. I just wanted to say, as someone who lives in Orem, Utah, who lives close to where the assassination happened, I know people personally who have been defamed by Candace. She's made accusations about them that were completely false, and they even tried to reach out to her in order to dispel them. And she was unwilling to say anything. She was unwilling to correct herself.
Can you give me an example? Can you give me a specific?
I can. Yeah, I did a series about this back in March. If you followed Candace closely, you'll recognize this. But Shainer and Robbie, I don't know if you recognize those names.
Are they part of the people that paved over the scene or no?
No, it's okay. I don't expect everyone to know, so I'm not trying to like quiz you or anything. But Robbie and Shainer were UVU students. I think actually Robbie is a BYU student, but they were at the event at the time. And Candace basically went on this whole thing saying they were foreign agents and that basically she had tried to contact them. They had never contacted her back. I have proof. They've literally shown me their phones of them trying to reach out to her and explain, no. And there were Candace Owens fans at their house threatening them. They had to go move somewhere for a month. They've showed me their birth certificates just to prove to me that they're American, even though obviously they're American. They're like the most American people ever. She lied about them being part of like some goth cult and got a picture of them at a costume party that's very popular here in Utah that everyone knows about. Like, these are just very They're real people. And so
out of curiosity, were they wearing maroon shirts on the day? Cause that'd be kind of funny.
I actually don't think they were. I think a lot of people were, but I don't actually think they were. Maybe one of them was. I don't think so.
Anybody that gets defamed, there are avenues of recourse there. And I would encourage, anybody that feels like they've been slandered and maligned and unfairly accused of things, like, take it up with the authorities, right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you, Craig. I think that's the middle ground here, is that you believe in the judicial system. Many don't. And I appreciate that. So with that, let's get into the super chats. We have JD. Thank you so much, JD. Craig needs to see the 4K video to accept Tyler Robinson killed Charlie. DNA and confession isn't enough for him. Brian was convicted on DNA and confession. Should Koberger go free? Craig, what do you, we didn't really get into that, but what do you think about that?
Sorry, who's Brian? What is the reference to?
They were just referencing that someone was convicted on DNA and confession alone. They didn't need 4K footage. But why don't you address just, the DNA and confession that we have from Tyler? Is that not compelling evidence to you? Again, not 100%, but 80%. Yeah.
Well, I would say that, for both of those, the DNA evidence, I have not seen enough of that to be sort of a slam dunk. I mean, I think it's when you saw the testimony of the experts on the stand, of course, they weren't cross-examined. It was, I think, a bit iffy. It wasn't 100%. And I think a lot of it still has there's a lot of holes there when it comes to DNA evidence. Like if you talk about the screwdriver and there's so many details that are just like very strange. Like why did the guy's camera go off? And where was the DNA actually found? And how did they match that exactly? And then the rifle was found over here. Do we have it? So there's just so many questions there. So the DNA thing, I would like to see more analysis of that in order for me to, again, and I'm just putting myself in the juror's perspective. And then the other slice, when it comes to the confession stuff, I would say we haven't seen a full forensic audit on the text messages, the Discord messages. There's been a lot of sort of, I would say, inconsistencies with the way that information was rolled out by the authorities, which was first, was it the Discord, and then the text messages, and then there was the note, and then it was burned, but then Lance was asleep, but then he was, so there's a lot of questions there. And again, a good defense would be able to pretty effectively, I think, dismantle a lot of that or raise suspicion of reasonable doubt. Yeah,
that's my question you in the preliminary hearing. Why didn't they cross examine any of the people on that?
Again, that's not the job of the defense. In fact, a good defense, and I'm not saying Tyler Robinson has a good defense. I have not seen proof of that yet. But if I'm a defense attorney, I would not be showing any of my hands if I don't feel like it serves me at that moment. And in a preliminary hearing, it's the prosecution show, right? And so then when it goes to trial, that's when I can cross-examine, bring in expert witnesses that can refute. So I would say in a trial setting, what I've seen presented by the prosecution is pretty thin, and a good defense team would have a field day with it.
Yeah, they certainly went hard cross-examining when they wanted to, but in other areas, they just completely steered clear. So that's a tough thing for me to buy, but let's move on to the next one.
I didn't see them going hard. I saw them asking some questions that revealed some information that was withheld by investigators, which was worrying on the part of investigators not providing all information, transparently. Things like the Ring camera and, actually it was three people in the car. All of these things like, well, why didn't you just say that? Like, so there's weird stuff going on.
All right. Next super chat, SC Dog Fan. How can these people possibly believe Candace is doing investigative journalism when she's never went to the assassination site? She still believes Spider-Man scaled the building. I think that's a good question for you. I mean, I know it's super easy for me. I get it. I live in Orem. I know that's easy. But it's like, I would consider myself one of the people most passionate on the against Candace Owens side, probably on the internet. Okay. And I would consider Candace Owens maybe the most passionate person against TPUSA and all, she's for all these conspiracy theories, I would call them, but you can call them alternate theories perhaps. And I've been to the preliminary hearing and I've been to UVU like many times before the event, but after the event as well. And she's never gone. So I don't understand.
Like, where, to the campus itself? to the campus itself?
Yes.
And you're saying, like, in order for her to conduct her own investigation, like, on the ground?
Yeah, you would think. I understand that, like, you know, there's not going to be evidence there in terms of, like, you can swab things. But anytime you open up an investigation, whether it's been 10 or 20 years, you go to the crime scene because you as an investigator need to understand what's happening there. Like, she doesn't, she talks about the Losee Center. She doesn't know what the Losee Center is. To be honest, man,
I don't even know if the defense has been to the crime scene. So, I mean, I guess it's a valid point in the sense that it's correct that she has not been there. I mean, what I will say is that I think she's very close with other people that have been to the scene exhaustively and through a lot of, you know, crowdsourcing and sharing information, she's received info that way. I mean, I will say that interestingly enough, you know, again, one of the pieces of evidence that only Candace Owens has shown is the iPhone video of the guy or whoever that is lying prone position before the, you know, the big bang, the shot or whatever you want to call it. And so it's like she's seen some things from the day that other. Yeah. So it's, I guess I just don't see the not the validity of it, but basically it's a so what for me, because it's like, well, like, and then as far as her not attending the preliminary hearing, I just think that would be a complete circus.
So maybe we could agree on that. It would be a circus. You're absolutely right. But like, yeah, being there could really avoid some really idiotic things she said, like, oh, the line of sight from the Losee building isn't there, or oh, there's Spider-Man, like this person referenced, who scaled the building. It's like, if you've been there, you know, it's a short drop on the grass. It's not a problem. Getting onto the building is incredibly easy as well. Not anymore. They locked it down.
Again, it's just like, you know, we're looking at videos. I'm, you know, what? I'm 6 foot, 200 pounds. And, you know, I'm in pretty good shape. I'm pretty athletic. That would be a tough jump for me. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it would. We have the same specs. I'm 6 foot one and similar. I'm 190. So
yeah.
I feel like, I don't think it'd be tough, but let's move on to the next one. Same guy, SE Dog. I like to tell Craig all the evidence has not been presented. I'm willing to bet $100 my statement is true. Craig agrees with you, right, Craig? I mean, this is what we want. This is where we can come together, is like, not everything's out. We're excited for the prosecutors to get it all out. Yeah.
I mean, what I will say is that it would be highly unusual for the prosecution to have some proverbial aces up their sleeve, because their job is to send this to trial. And so every piece of evidence that they have is in the documents that they submitted to the judge and to the court. So it's all there. So we've seen everything that the prosecution has, which is interesting.
All right. Roberto Calamari said, Craig, don't you see the flaw in your logic? If everything the prosecution says is untrue, the scale of your conspiracy doubles and triples, and we don't have a single whistleblower on the Fed side. This is part of my problem too, Craig. It's like, you're saying there's flaws in what the prosecution's saying, but then you're saying if the jury, like, you want to see more come out in the trial and the jury could come down against Tyler Robinson. It's like, but wouldn't you just not trust what they were saying then?
Trust who's saying?
The prosecutors. Because you're saying you want more to come out in trial. That's going to come out from the prosecution and the defense as well, but why would you trust them then if you're not trusting them now?
I think, like, the idea of not trusting, it's just that I'm not convinced. And so I want to see their expert witnesses again, and I want to see them aggressively cross-examined, right?
Okay, fair enough. Why don't we see a single whistleblower on the Fed side? This is something that I harp on a lot on my show, but when there's conspiracies, people cannot keep a secret. Like, people do not keep secrets. We find things out so fast. COVID is a great example of that. Person?
I don't really want to, like, play conjecture games, but I will say this. When it comes to, like, quote unquote conspiracies, what has been proven to have happened in other instances in history, let's say, is that these things can be very effectively compartmentalized, right? And so when you talk about a whistleblower, do we have a whistleblower that's out there being like, he didn't do it, it was actually this? Yeah, we haven't seen that. Do I think that there are people on the inside from the, you know, let's say in the FBI that are nonplussed with how this has been handled and maybe are leaking information to, let's say, a Candace Owens, a Baron Coleman, or the defense, I believe that that is also probably true.
Okay. Evelyn says, ask him about the merch, Shabbat Shalom, Daddy's Home. You familiar with that?
Oh, you mean like her creating that merch, blah, blah, blah?
Yeah. Don't you think that's callous? I mean, again, like you saying, oh, Ben Johnson shouldn't have exaggerated. I agree. But like, this is super callous.
Yeah. I mean, but again, like this, this is basically, you know, it's akin to two people hating each other and airing their laundry in public. That's not what this case is about. Do I think it's distasteful? Yeah, sure. But like, and like what?
Yeah,
and?
I hear that. It doesn't prove that Tyler Robinson did it. I'm just shocked that it doesn't, you know, hurt your faith in Candace a little bit more. I'm not seeing that same level of pettiness from the prosecutors, for example.
I think pettiness is a large term. I think you can call balls and strikes of pettiness on the TPUSA side and the Candace side. I don't know.
But in defense, I get that. Candace is the aggressor and TPUSA is the defender. Like, at no point was TPUSA just going to start going out there saying Candace Owens murdered Charlie Kirk. You know, if someone says that about you, you get a little petty.
But they came out right away and said, Tyler Robinson did it. He should be put to death. And it's like, whoa, like, let's have a trial first.
Okay. No, and fair enough. I'm cool with that. This is where we agree on that. It's like they were emotional at the time. But they're still doing that.
I mean, and it's just like what you have to ask yourself, like, why? Like, why are you so attached to this narrative? Like, why?
Because that's where all the evidence points. You know what I mean?
I mean, fair enough. But like, we're having this conversation. I'm not married to, oh, he definitely didn't do it. I want to see a robust trial. Why don't they?
Yeah, I get that. Well, I think they do. I think deep down they do. I agree that sometimes the rhetoric can get a little explosive. I would argue that if they had not been explosive, there would be an equal amount of people criticizing them on the other side saying, why aren't you actually defending Charlie Kirk? I think it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't. But with TPUSA, never said they're perfect, never said any of that. So I think we're in agreement on that. I annoy Josh. Who is this? Who names themselves that? I've never seen this person. This has got to be an old person that changed their handle just recently. Said, crew, thanks for being civil. And we do have someone coming in. I apologize to the person listening in the room. We'll have you on in just a second. But I do appreciate you being here, Craig. And I want to get through all the super chats. I annoy Josh. Says, crew, thanks for being civil. If Candace was so close to Charlie, why can't she show text messages beyond 2018 after she was fired? Yeah, I think this gets a little away from the question of like who did it. But this is another thing where I distrust Candace, Craig, where it's like she's showing us these receipts, but they're from like way back when. Like this is just petty nonsense.
Well, I think that one thing that I will say about Candace is that she's seems to be pretty, for lack of a better term, savvy when it comes to not showing her cards. So it remains to be seen what correspondence she has or does not have with Charlie Kirk.
Salty Sarah, who would be the best person to run TPUSA? I think that's directed at you, Craig. That doesn't have to do with our debate, but I'll let you answer it because why not?
I mean, full disclosure, right? I was not a Charlie Kirk fan before this tragedy happened. And so ipso facto, I was certainly not a TPUSA fan. So I would say that's their problem. But I will say that Erica Kirk would not be my first choice.
Okay. Brittany Crosby says they haven't shown all of their evidence. They showed some of their evidence. The legal process does not allow for the entirety of the evidence to be released publicly. It would violate Tyler Robinson's rights to do so.
That's my understanding as well. But everything is in all their evidence is in the court documents. And there is no mention of like what we're talking about. Things like the Chick-fil-A video, completely unedited, you know, hours of footage that has not been presented by the prosecution. They are not submitting that as evidence. Hopefully the defense has it, but that remains to be seen. But it is troubling to me that we've seen these bizarrely edited clips that are super grainy. I mean, the whole thing is just bizarre. I think we can both agree there.
Well, I don't think so at all. We don't agree there because when something happens on a random day at 12:30 in the middle of the week, it's like there's not 4K cameras around
yes, there
to take advantage
there
of
are
that.
There are 4K cameras everywhere. Like the fact that like if I go into a convenience store and steal a pack of gum,
yeah, but
they're going to like
this is
come on.
I understand that. Okay, so let me amend what I said. This is outside, so it's a little bit different. I do believe there is high quality footage of everything that happened, but the defense did not want it out there. It was not the prosecution.
But you
and the event.
You were there in the courtroom. Is your claim that what
I,
we've
I wasn't
seen
there on
released,
Friday. I wasn't there on Friday.
Did you see any footage that the prosecution showed?
About what? Footage like going
like,
into
like
up on the roof and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, anything like stairwell or this,
I've
that, the other.
The
did
things,
you see?
I've seen all the things so, regarding that you have. That's all I've seen.
So my question to you is that what we see, you know, online, on YouTube, whatever, what we see is incredibly degraded footage in the year 2026 of our Lord. Is what you saw abundantly more clear than what we saw?
It is much higher quality on the video monitor in the courtroom, yes. Like much higher. But again, the enhanced
like much
video-
higher, like you can make out Tyler Robinson on the roof.
On the roof, I wasn't in the courtroom that day, so I can't speak to that specifically. I'm just saying.
But I mean, you saw him like coming off the roof, right?
I don't think.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
That was played the day I was in there.
Okay.
This was on Tuesday, I believe. That was played on Friday. So I wasn't in. Okay. I was on Thursday. But
interesting. Yeah.
So I don't want to have stolen valor and say I saw something that I didn't. I didn't see those things.
Sure.
I'm just saying simply that the video footage is much longer than what we've seen. They have about 20 minutes. They said they parsed through like hours and hours of it. And by the way, the defense can do the same thing. So the defense, if there was like someone else who got up on the roof that planted the screwdriver, like the defense has that video footage that we could see of it.
No, they don't, because the officer's body cam went off, right?
No, but you're saying there's cameras everywhere. I understand that, but I'm talking about
I'm saying like cameras. Like, my point is that, you know, a UVU campus, it's a very photographed campus. There are cameras absolutely everywhere, 4K cameras absolutely everywhere. So my point is that they can easily track Tyler Robinson with pretty much zero blind spots for the entire day.
But I'm saying
you know, here we are arguing about Candace Owens, and it's just like, I kind of also, I'm with you to the extent like, yeah, shut Candace Owens up. Show the entire day of footage.
Yeah.
Just show it.
Okay, cool. Going back to the super chat, I think that's what we're going to see in the trial. We're in agreement there, but we got to move on.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yep.
Okay. I know, Josh, Greg, the DNA experts were cross-examined. Yeah, this was the point I was trying to make. On DNA specifically that you were saying you need more on, the defense cross-examined and basically just tried to make it seem like it wasn't legit, because there was like a technically a 1 in trillion chance that it could have been someone other than Tyler Robinson. But
that's not a fair accounting of that. I mean, they raise suspicion when it comes to like the, you know, here's the thing. When it comes to DNA evidence, nobody's arguing that that wasn't his gun. Nobody's arguing that, you know, like that this didn't belong to him. So of course his DNA is going to be on the rifle. So again, really don't find that to be compelling evidence. Lance Twiggs' DNA also on the rifle. I'm not saying Lance Twiggs pulled the trigger or whatever, but I'm just saying like DNA evidence is DNA evidence. And if something comes from somebody's house, it doesn't mean that, you know, they did it just because their DNA is on something. Yeah.
Yeah, you would see the DNA evidence combined with better footage as damning proof that Tyler Robinson did it.
Listen, I need to see, yeah, I need to see a lot more. I want to see Tyler Robinson in crystal clear, you know, video getting on that roof, walking up. I want to see him take that rifle out of his pants. I want to see him assemble that rifle. I want to see okay. him take that screwdriver out. I want to see him, I think what, take the rifle, like, you know, the, you know, in the first press conference, the governor of Utah said that he changed clothes on the roof. I want to see that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the defense blocked it. I would love to see it too, but Tyler Robinson's team didn't want it out there. So, well, I think we've exhausted this point. Let me just go through these ones really quickly. And I tried to give you your opportunity, so I appreciate you answering. Just really quick, for like 15 seconds each one. Mm-hmm. If Candace Owens is just asking questions, why mock Charlie Kirk with the Shabbat Shalom Daddy's Home? Like, what was the point
she was
of that?
I don't think she's mocking Charlie Kirk. I think she was mocking Erica. I think she finds Erica to be, for lack of a better term, disingenuous, and I think she finds her to be fake. And so the daddy's
she
home,
took
Shabbat
precious
Shalom,
time out of her stream to make that a thing and her investigation. Yeah, I just don't think it gives any credibility to her being a, like, I think these incentives matter is what I'm trying to say. I get where you're coming
from. Yeah,
but
I don't want a pearl clutch. Like, who cares?
No, I it's not a pearl clutching thing. It's just like literally, oh, she truly hates Erica Kirk. Therefore, she's not an unbiased investigator. Therefore, maybe everything she says about Erica Kirk is just motivated by her intense hatred, so much so that she's willing to make merch about it.
Well, I would say this. She didn't go after Erica Kirk in the beginning of her whole thing until she met with Erica Kirk and found her to be lying to her. And then things flipped for her. So, and I can't comment on that because I wasn't in the room. I'm not Candace Owens. I'm not Erica Kirk. But that's when Erica Kirk kind of started to, or sorry, when Candace Owens started to go kind of scorched earth. And it's because she felt like she was lied to. And she's shown receipts.
I get that. But it's like, that is not enough to then say that she like ran a trafficking ring in Romania. Scottish Warrior said, hey, love your work. Sorry for that one outburst. Anyway, you should get on Latter-day Saints and debate them on who killed Charlie Kirk. Yeah, we'll see. They've invited, they keep inviting me and then they don't follow up on it. So I don't know. I'm down to do it anytime. Like, I'll literally debate anyone on this. I'll be on anyone's show. There's no problems there. Let me go through these. Hey, Craig, you've been awesome too. Thank you. Like, I really appreciate it. These people want to hear from you. So that's why I'm showing it. The messages Candace and Aubrey occurred, and this is the message I showed right here, occurred before her 12:15 meeting. So there was no reason at that point for Candace to have said Erica lied to her. She's insinuated her involvement in multiple ways. Yeah, thank you, Brittany. Daughter of the King. I just jumped on a bit ago, but he said what he thinks of the... But has he said what he thinks the flaws are in Candace Owens' arguments, or that she cuts video to fit her narrative without showing it in its entirety? P.S. Glad I found your channel. Thank you, Daughter of the King. Yes, Craig, I'll ask you this question. She's strategically done, like, I'll give you an example. She was saying, oh, there's no way that Tyler Robinson said this text message because it uses the word vehicle and he doesn't use the word vehicle. But that video that she used was cut strategically to take out him saying the word vehicle. And I showed it on my show. Like, she literally edited it and it's very clear. She also just released this video yesterday, and the prosecution, we were told, and from Benny Johnson and Jack Posobiec, that it was like a long video, like 20 minutes, and we only got 30 seconds of it. So why is she editing things?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. I would say that, again, I can't speak for Candace Owens, but I obviously believe that Candace Owens thinks that TPUSA is involved in what happened that day. I think she also believes that there were, you know, federal assets involved. I think that that's what she believes. I also think that she has been pretty effective when it comes to releasing information in order to catch people, again, in her mind, but I've seen, you know, pretty compelling evidence in lies or half-truths or doublespeak. And so I think that she releases things strategically in order to try to catch people out. Again, she claims that she has way more to unveil. Of course, detractors will say she's just doing that to kind of string people along. I don't donate to Candace Owens. I'm sure she gets ad revenue from me somehow because I have YouTube Premium and I watch her shows, but I don't buy merch. I'm just here for, you know, the trial, the story, and If it weren't for Candace Owens, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And I think the conversation is really important because I do feel, and again, this is just my perspective, historically speaking, I do feel like in the past, there have been government narratives that have been pushed through and just let's move on. Let's accept that. Let's not ask any questions. And I'm glad that we're doing that.
No, I agree. It's just that usually when there are these questions, there's like actual evidence as to why the official narrative shouldn't be followed. And I'm just not seeing any evidence, only the questions, not the answers. But we got to keep going.
I think the questions are more than half the battle. If we're talking about
I think that's okay. Where we disagree. D. Peter says Candace is not closer to this than Erica is. Yeah, I agree. Okay. Saying you're close to it is not a great argument, in my opinion. Sorry, going through these really quick. Mm-hmm. Caitlin Williams, Craig, you're a typical Candace follower. You didn't even like Charlie. You're living proof Candace hated Charlie. That's why she attracts you. I'll speak on that. Caitlin, I think that's a little unfair. I don't hear any malice in Craig's voice. And I liked Charlie Kirk a lot, but I wouldn't consider myself a massive fan of him either. I had never met him. I'd never been to any of his events. So I just want to say, just because you weren't his fan doesn't mean, you know, that means you automatically support Candace Owens.
I thought Charlie Kirk, you know, I didn't agree with things that he said, but he was wildly talented, incredibly charismatic, and certainly had whatever kind of future he could have envisioned for himself. You know what I mean? There's no doubt about that. He was an incredible talent. And I thought what he was doing when it comes to going to college campuses and essentially owning college kids all the time was really important for the dialogue of the country. And it was a tragedy to see him publicly assassinated like that.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Craig. Alexa, thank you so much for the super chat. I really appreciate it. SC Dog, about feelings are not fact. Yes, thank you. With that, Craig, we're going to let you go. We really appreciate you here. Thank you for being here for so long. I know it's not easy. God bless you.
All right, you too, man. Take care.
All right, Craig is gone. We have our next person in. It looks like they were here, but maybe they're gone. They may have had to go. Hopefully not. We'll see. Their name is Reptoid. Uh-oh. Seems like they left. They may have left. Uh-oh, did we get you back? Did they get scared off? We're a little late, so that could be why. I'll try to give them the benefit of the doubt that they're not running. Any questions while we're waiting, guys? I'm trying to be kind to the people who come on. You know, Craig, I think, is one of the more interesting and more fair people that we've had on. My problem is just fundamentally, and I'll read your questions right now. If you guys have questions, send them in the chat. My fundamental problem is just that saying that we haven't been to the trial yet and haven't seen all the evidence is not, it does not justify you believing what Candace Owens is saying, essentially. Because by admitting that you want to go to trial and you want to see that, basically what you are saying is that I want justice to prevail. And nothing that Candace Owens has done represents that at all. So why can't it be enough to say, yeah, I'll wait. And everything Candace says in the meantime is ridiculous. Okay, we may have our person. Jason, thank you so much. Belly rubs for Milo, jelly beans for Joshua's blood sugar. On a separate note, Michigan primary is causing me stress. Carry on. No, it's going to be okay. We're going to be okay in Michigan. Reptoid, are you with us?
Yes.
Thank you. I want to give you a personal apology for being so late. I believe that punctuality is a virtue, and I apologize sincerely.
No, you got to do the super chats. I understand.
Yeah, I just appreciate people. They're very kind about it, and I want them to ask you some questions too. So if you guys have any questions for, what do you want me to refer to you as?
A Reptoid Outer Works. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you said I could take a quick minute to
do it right now. Take 20 seconds.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Just a quick shout out to all my followers on YouTube. Thanks for listening to me all these years. We've got over 100 tracks on my channel now. If y'all guys want to dig it, it's just my username right here, Reptoid Outer without the space. That's my handle on YouTube. So thanks very much. Appreciate it, Joshua.
Yeah, of course. Let's get to it. Looks like you're echoing a little bit. Do you have headphones or something so it doesn't echo?
Well, I tried to set this up on my PC, and but I think I can hook my.
If you've got anything, just so it doesn't echo back.
Yeah, I'm gonna put my headphone.
All right, we've got a super chat in the meantime. We'll bring him back in just a second. Joshua, just wanted to let you know I'm not a male, just a girl in South Carolina world who loves the Georgia Bulldogs. Nice. Sorry, apologize for assuming you're a male. I don't have anything against the Georgia Bulldogs, so go Dogs, I guess. SEC country. I'm a BYU fan myself, so it's not like we ever play you anyway, but we'll probably see you in the playoff this year. Big college football fan over here. All right, it looks like we're getting Reptoid back. I just want the audio to be good for you guys. You know, it's no fun. Oh, here we go. We've got a hater in the... Oh, never mind. We love the haters in the chats, but Reptoid is back. So we won't talk to the haters.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, hopefully that takes care of the echo. I got my headphones plugged in here now, so we're ready to go.
Okay, good. Awesome. We don't have a ton of time. I apologize. So let me just get right into it. I believe Tyler Robinson murdered Charlie Kirk. I'm about in the 90s, 95% sure it happened. But I'm willing to hear if you have any evidence to the contrary. Do you have a claim that actually, you know, an actual, not just I'm asking questions, but something you believe actually happened?
Well, I'm more just, I wanted to discuss, I guess, some of the evidence that's been brought so far that I find a little problematic.
Okay.
I watched your first debate, and you mentioned the DNA, like the smear DNA from where he got off of the roof. And that one threw me, because I thought I'd been following the investigation pretty closely, and I thought that the DNA was only four places. The rifle, the cartridges, the towel, and the screwdriver. And the screwdriver I also found problematic because it was originally reported as being found with the rifle. So that only leaves, I guess, the schmear DNA to put him on the roof. Now, I thought, like I said, I thought I was going crazy. So I just asked AI, I said, during the preliminary hearing, where did they find Tyler Robinson's DNA? And it gives me four places, like I said, that I told you already. The cartridges, the rifle, the towel, and the screwdriver. Not the schmear DNA from where he jumped off the roof. So I guess, could we talk some more about that particular piece of evidence?
Yeah, thank you. And I appreciate you speaking in good faith. So some people messaged me after that debate, and they said, you know, I don't think the smear mark had that. Sorry, it looks like we're having a little bit of an echo again. What I can do is I can mute you while I'm talking, and that can help remove that. Is that okay?
That's just fine, yeah.
Okay. So they messaged me about this, and so I went back and verified. And I don't trust AI, and so I went and actually watched the preliminary hearing, and you're right. I actually made an error yesterday, and I do want to correct it. I was going to correct it anyway if you didn't bring it up at the end of the stream today. But you're right. The smear mark came back inconclusive. The screwdriver was not inconclusive. It was Tyler Robinson. And so the point that I think I was trying to make, but I had got it jumbled in my head, and I apologize for that. I was not trying to be dishonest, is that the screwdriver places the DNA of Tyler Robinson on the roof. The smear mark shows that someone jumped down off the roof. It was in a position where you can see that someone was trying to jump off the roof. Obviously, we know someone was jumping off the roof anyway because we have a video of it. And then we also have the gravel mark of someone in the prone position pointed at Charlie Kirk. So those things combined to me prove that Tyler Robinson was on the roof.
Okay, I guess since you are from Utah, and it was from Utah that it was originally reported that the screwdriver was found with the rifle and the towel. I mean, can you come up with any reason why there would be confusion about where it
was
found?
Who reported that?
What's that?
Do you know who reported that?
Oh, I mean, I've watched the television footage of it. I mean, it was on TV.
So, like, you're saying journalists were reporting that the screwdriver was found with the rifle.
This was like officials from Utah.
Are you thinking, was it our governor, Governor Cox? Is that what you're thinking of in like a press briefing?
This is one of the early press briefings back in September.
Okay. And, I'm asking not to quiz you. I'm asking to understand.
The custody surrounding the screwdriver to be confusing. And there's another item whose chain of custody that I find very confusing, and that's the necklace. Because everybody's seen this footage of the necklace spinning around, so I would consider it a key piece of evidence, but it wasn't entered into evidence. It was given from Frank Turek back to Erica. Why is the necklace not in evidence? You know, what if the necklace was struck by shrapnel? I mean, that's something we should be able to see, the way that the necklace was defaced. So there's just a lot of really strange chains of custody surrounding some of these items.
Okay. Yeah, I'll address them. I got no problem. So the screwdriver specifically, sorry, I'm just going to mute you really quick. And I don't want to mute you if you want to talk. So just let me know and I'll unmute you, or you can do it yourself. But the screwdriver specifically was on the roof. It was like, I guess what I'm trying to say, sorry, let me say this in the best way I can. The people who were saying that the screwdriver had been found with the rifle were public officials in the aftermath of the shooting. And in the aftermath of any tragedy, details are going to be incorrect. And I agree with you, that was an incorrect inconsistency. However, in terms of actual documents, in terms of actual presenting of evidence, at no point did that change. It was always that the screwdriver was found on the roof. Now, Governor Cox may have made a mistake and thought it was found at the rifle. He's wrong. And yes, it's wrong. And is that kind of weird? It's weird, I guess. But does it prove anything? I don't believe it proves anything. And the defense, again, had opportunity with all the information you and I have to cross-examine on that point of evidence and did not. In terms of the necklace, just really quick before you give your rebuttal, when it comes to evidence, I'm not an expert on what should go to be a personal item versus what should be entered into evidence. And is that a question that maybe could be asked in the trial? Sure, I got no problem with that. As to shrapnel, I think we'd have a lot of other places to see if there'd be shrapnel, like Charlie Kirk's body, for example, or to see any of that in a video. We don't see that. So I just don't find that to be very compelling. But I guess my main question for you is, these questions surrounding the investigation are important questions, but I would say smaller questions. And I've got no problem asking them. I just want to know, like, what is the other theory that happened? Because I'm going off of evidence that was presented, and all I get back from people are questions, not actual rebuttals of evidence.
Well, we can get to my speculative narrative at the end, but I should remind you that it's not on Tyler Robinson to create a narrative.
I understand that.
To create the narrative.
I understand that. And
I'd like to say one other thing about the screwdriver. So witness one, okay. The local officer with Utah Public Safety, who says he saw the screwdriver up on the roof. There's another reason I find his testimony problematic, and it's this. He said that when he went up on the roof,
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It was, you know, somewhere within the first 45 minutes right after the shooting. He said there was one other person up there with him who had a badge and a gun. He didn't know his name. But Baron Coleman's recently showed us footage of the roof at that time when the officer reports he was up there and there's four individuals on the roof. Now, this guy was asked in the preliminary hearing if it was only one person that was up there with him. And he said yes. So how can I trust this guy about the screwdriver if he's lying about the number of people on the roof? I saw the video of the roof. There's four people up there. You can see it plain as day.
And this video is coming from where? I've never seen it, so I'm not sure.
On Baron Coleman's show, that this is, it's from the backside of the building, actually.
Oh, what was the source of the video? Like, who was taking it?
If you were on the roof of the building, you would be able to see these people. You would.
But who was taking the video is my question.
I don't know. There's a lot of people with phones there that day. Okay. But there, yeah. I mean, trust me, you can look at the video.
Okay. Yeah, this is my problem with this, though, okay, is like, we've got video of Tyler Robinson getting on the roof, and that is footage from the actual university.
I want to talk about that too. I want to talk about Tyler Robinson getting up to the roof.
So okay, we'll get there.
Okay.
But really quick, my point is we've got video there that no one wants to accept. And then you're saying now there's this video that I can't verify at all. And the defense certainly didn't think it was important because they didn't present it in the preliminary hearing. And so I'm struggling to understand where the line is for a lot of people on your side where they accept the evidence here, they don't accept it here. I have no way of knowing if
we wish we had the sealed evidence. We would love to have. But
the defense doesn't want it out there. Tyler Robinson does not want it out there.
Right. But we're looking for the truth. To have Mike Mitchell's testimony, yes, would be invaluable because y'all keep saying that he confessed and talking about all these confessions, but we don't have either video of either parent's interviews and we don't have Mike Mitchell's testimony. It's under seal. So we're going off what we have, and what we have is the video that Baron showed on his show.
But yeah, I understand that, and I've got no problem with that because I want actual answers. My problem is there's no way to verify anything that Baron Coleman showed, and so and yet there's much more ways to verify.
I have to cite something here, man. I mean, we're having
fine.
A discussion.
So I get that, but it's like, I have no idea if that video was a video of the moment that we're talking about when that man supposedly perjured himself.
I just invited him to check it out. It's interesting.
Totally no problem. I just think the selective choosing of evidence is my problem. And so I would submit to you, you know, you're saying this video refutes what that guy said. I would say there's a video of Tyler Robinson getting on the roof.
The stairwell photo that they had Lance corroborate. Now, why have they consistently gone back to the stairwell photo when you can clearly see that the guy's upper lip is thin? It does not match Tyler Robinson's lip. It's a different person.
It does. And I want to say just a word on that. I was one of the only people in the courtroom who have seen a select number of images not shown to the public. It is undeniably Tyler Robinson. I understand that you can't take my word for that and you want to see it for yourself.
Are you talking about the stairwell photo? Are you talking about the stairwell photo?
There's a stairwell photo. They have other photos from that area.
Why did they use the stairwell photo if that person doesn't match him then? If there's better,
it does. It does match him.
Why'd they use the stairwell footage?
Because the defense will not release it. That was the point I'm trying to get to.
So again, it's under seal. But let's talk about stuff we do have access to. We can only debate on that.
I understand that. That I'm just telling you, I've seen with my own eyes, and you obviously don't want to take my word for it. I've seen with my own eyes higher quality photos that were not shown because Tyler Robinson didn't.
I can only go on what the public has access to. I can only go on that.
So anytime Candace Owens and Baron Coleman talk, you're not going off of what they're saying.
He showed the video. I mean, do you think it was an AI video? I mean, maybe, possibly.
I don't know. I just have no idea. That's my thing. What I do know, though,
guests to go and check out the video. Maybe they can determine whether it's AI or not.
That's fine. My point is that the defense did not even think that that was valid enough to submit to the court. The people trying to help Tyler Robinson get out of jail did not find that video from Baron Coleman to be helpful at all to their case. So I don't trust it. But Lance Twiggs identified Tyler Robinson in the stairwell. All this attempt to say that it doesn't look like him, I just completely disagree.
Let's talk about that. It took 7 months in an immunity deal to get Lance Twiggs to sit down for a video with the prosecutor. We didn't know who else was in the room. Now, Tyler Robinson's been in jail for a year now. There's this idea in the law that you have a right to face your accuser. You know, where's Lance Twiggs? Where is somebody who works for Discord who can testify to the chain of command about these Discord messages? Where is anybody?
Well, this is all things that will come out. This is great. No one. Okay, but do you, I just, I just want to harp on this point, and this is something that me and Craig had a hard time with. Sorry, I'm just muting you for a second just because the echo is coming back. This isn't a podcast. It's not like reality TV where the prosecution just gets to like drip feed us information. They have really two opportunities to give us information. It's during the preliminary hearing, and then after that, during the trial, if it goes to trial. And so all the things you're talking about will come out in trial. And it's okay if you have questions about them right now. I've got no problem with questions. All I'm saying is those questions do not prove that it was not Tyler Robinson. And I understand the burden of proof is on the prosecution. But my problem is that what people are doing is they're having these questions and saying, well, it cannot be Tyler Robinson. Then we're not going to wait for the trial. What it must be is this other crazy conspiracy with Mormon mafias or Israel or any number of things.
All right. Well, now we need to talk about not waiting for the trial, because during the preliminary hearing, one of the people we heard from the most was the lawyer for the media, Erica Kirk's lawyer. And over again, they were wanting to not wait for the trial. They were wanting more evidence out there.
Yes.
In the open.
Well, yeah, they didn't want new evidence shown. But
what's the reason for this?
They didn't want new evidence that hadn't been presented out. What they wanted was evidence that was already being presented to the judge to be public. I just want to be clear on that.
Right. Right. So my point is, why not wait for the trial? Why do we need it out in the public if Judge Tony Graff has access to everything and he has till September to make a good decision about whether this proceeds to trial? Why the rush?
Just because it stays with the judge does not mean it's magically going to come out public in the trial. Like if something is shown in the preliminary hearing and it's just for the judge, then that sets precedent for it just staying with the judge. So they want something to come out and be shown right now in the preliminary hearing so more can be shown in the trial. It seems like you agree.
Well, no, I get it now. So it sounds like you're saying they want stuff out there that may become inadmissible at trial, but they want it out there in the ether. Now it makes sense to me.
No, I'm just saying nothing that is not accepted by the court should be shown. But if it's accepted by the court, their argument was simply it should be shown to the public right now.
Okay. Well, it was you yourself who said, let's just wait till trial when we can have all the good evidence.
All I'm saying is that there was a set amount of time to show evidence. They couldn't show all of it. It was only a week long.
You're just saying it's the Baron and the Candace fans that are wanting to decide everything quickly. But I guess I would argue that the lawyers for Erica Kirk are in a rush.
No, it's not a rush. It's been 10 months. That's the point. It's that we've been doing this investigation for 10 months.
And he's been locked up a long time.
Yeah, right. And so it's been 10 months. He shouldn't be locked up without a decision. And so what needs to happen is the investigators need to come out with all of what they've gotten and not drip feed it to us like Candace Owens and Baron Coleman have done. And so what the evidence was shown in the preliminary hearing should all be made public. Now, evidence that wasn't shown, we don't even know what that is. And so at no point did Erica Kirk or the media lawyers come out and say that that should be shown. They were just trying to set a precedent of anything shown to the judge should also be shown to the public. And by the way, if I had my way, if Erica Kirk had her way, if TPUSA had their way, the trial would be tomorrow. Like, this isn't like we want this to last year. I don't know what the incentive for them would be. Can we agree on that?
Can we agree that the screwdriver is the only thing as of right now, given what we know, that can put Tyler Robinson on the roof, and that the screwdriver is problematic?
I don't find it problematic. There is DNA evidence on that. I think that the video evidence is sufficient to show that Tyler Robinson was there. There is footage of him casing out the place beforehand. There's footage of him in his car looking for his rifle afterwards. I don't know why he would be looking for that rifle if he hadn't shot the rifle. I think there's a lot of evidence. There's targets in his house from him practicing beforehand. He confessed to it three times in separate messages.
The screwdriver, as I've said, we've got one eyewitness who puts the screwdriver on the roof. That's witness number one with Utah Public Safety. Now, I don't find him to be a reliable witness anymore, because he says there was one other person on the roof when he was up there, and we have four. This is why I find the screwdriver problematic.
Okay, I can't speak to the four thing. I haven't seen the video. I promise you I'll go check it out. I find it dishonest to say that's the only thing tying him to the roof, since we have three separate confessions of him saying he did it. I think that is a good indication of him being on the roof as well. But I do have some questions from the audience. They wanted to ask you and me some things. Is that okay if I go through them?
Yes, please.
Okay. I have to get to dinner, so I apologize. I promised my wife this wouldn't go too long. No, but thank you for waiting. I Annoy Josh says, blah, blah, smile. I had a feeling it was you. Yeah. He changed his username. All right, guys. If you have questions, we've got some super chats I'll go through. If you have any super chats you want to do to support me, you can leave a question for myself or our guest here. I do also want to welcome Golden Graham, who's been a member of the Josh Carr Show for 4 months. Thank you for supporting. We have a super chat from Alexa. She says, why wasn't Candace fighting to be in that courtroom to see the actual evidence? She doesn't have any evidence. The investigation doesn't have. She lies. Yeah, curious your thoughts on this. What? Why would Candace not want to be in the courtroom to see that enhanced video? She didn't even try. It would seem to me that if she was the lead investigator, that would be important.
Oh, why wasn't Candace in Utah?
Yeah, she's never come to Utah, and she proclaims to be an investigator.
I would attribute that to her being a family person. She wants to be at home in Tennessee with her kids. I mean, she's busy. She's got a certain number of trips she wants to take, and she wants them to be quality family vacations. That's what I think.
She was in Russia for a week working. I don't know. I don't buy that. She was doing interviews and speaking on forums.
Interesting. I think that's very interesting. Fascinating. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And you think that there's a chance that she's a Russian asset because of it? Just a chance.
No, but there might be a chance that she got some treasure while she was over there.
And that doesn't concern you at all? You don't think that maybe Russians would use Candace to try to sow division in America?
Well, I mean, it's up to her to judge whether what they gave her is, you know, legitimate treasure or not. But like I said, she may have gotten some treasure while she was over there.
Okay. Wow. SE Dog Fan. Reptoid, you know what else we don't have? The defense using any of Candace's or Baron Coleman's evidence, nor calling them to testify. Yeah, I don't see them calling them to testify, but why have they not used a single piece? I mean, really, Baron Coleman and Candace Owens have spent 10 months doing this. They have done hundreds of podcasts, and not a single piece of evidence that they presented was ever shown by the defense. Why not?
Again, I get back to the burden of proof. It's not on Tyler Robinson. It is not to us to create a narrative. Yeah, I have a narrative. I mean, I know what I think happened, but I don't have that. I don't have to say that. It's up to the prosecution to create a narrative about what happened that day.
But Candace Owens and Baron Coleman have specifically said Tyler Robinson did not do this, and we will show you why. And the defense just said, no, we're not even engaging any of that. That's so ridiculous.
Well, I mean, y'all alleged that it was with the .30-06. I mean, I don't think it was a legitimate autopsy, first of all, because there are no tissue samples. They did not make slides of the brain. It wasn't a legitimate autopsy. He was whisked away by the vice president. How does that happen? The vice presidents don't do anything. It's a job where you don't have to do anything.
They're like best friends in the world. They work together. Obviously, if something high profile is going to happen,
right.
That's like the perfect thing for the vice president to do.
They're best friends, but that doesn't give you access to Air Force Two unless something strange is going on. It's bizarre. I can't believe that people don't talk about that more. The fact that
it's because it's ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. You don't think that as vice president, J.D. Vance would want to seize on the opportunity to help out the Kirk family and not only do something good, but also that PR? Like, what could be better PR than supporting the Kirk family back then?
If it's truly a local investigation and not a federal investigation, I would think that he would have stayed in Utah a little bit longer. We have jurisdictional problems here. The relationship between Utah public safety and the federal government is incestuous. It appears that way to everyone.
All right. I Annoy Josh says, I have big lips. Based on camera angle, my top lips can look thin. Yeah, it looked just like him, in my opinion. We're going to have to agree to disagree, though.
Farewell, guy.
All right.
Hardly any lip at all.
Okay. Just and most of the images, by the way, that people have seen of Tyler Robinson are AI images that people created. They're not even Tyler Robinson. Justin Credible says, if that wasn't Tyler Robinson in the videos, then someone might want to tell Tyler Robinson and his defense team and his parents and his boyfriend, who all have not refuted any of that, by the way.
Like I said, we haven't heard from Tyler's mother or father or Detective Mike Mitchell. I would love
you're right. Yeah, you're right. And I know this is personal anecdote, so you'll have to take my word for it, and you probably won't, and that's fine. But I've personally seen them in person, and they were not people looking at me defiant that their son was in jail. They were people who were mourning the fact that they were watching evidence that their son had done this, and they were sad about it.
It's funny because Baron Coleman shared another story from some people who were sitting next to them too, and he shares that they find that this is not in Tyler Robinson's character and that they got wrapped up in something. So there are stories going both ways. There are anecdotes going both ways. Yeah.
Even that statement right there contradicts the other 100 arguments that Baron Coleman have made and Candace Owens has made about this case. That's what's so ridiculous. Because by saying that, you're saying that Tyler Robinson was still involved somehow. And what I hear from Candace Owens is that he was not even on campus that day. So how could he get roped into it? This is why it's so insane. But we're running out of time here.
Mike Mitchell. Who called who first? That's what I want to know. Who called who first?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, and it doesn't prove anything. But Graham Factor says, thank you for covering this calmly.
If it proves anything, why is this guy in jail?
Well, I'm saying that doesn't prove any of your theories. You know, there's DNA there.
I don't need to have a theory. I don't have to have a theory. You do.
I don't have a theory either. I just have the evidence that the prosecution put in there.
The screwdriver?
That's one of the pieces. That's one of the many pieces of evidence.
Are there other pieces?
There are many pieces. We've talked about them today.
What else puts Tyler on the roof? That's what I want to know.
We've already talked about it. We have to go in a second. I apologize that I have to be the moderator, but I want to welcome you on again if we want to talk more about it. Graham says, thank you for covering this calmly and with dignity. P.S. Candace is downright evil. Yeah, I think that's evident. Okay, we're going to end the stream. I appreciate you for being here, and then I'll give a little conclusion before we completely go, but really thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for being
Thank you, Josh.
You know, dignified
all in good faith, like you said.
Thank you. Yeah. God bless you.
All right,
guys. There you go. I don't know what to say. I hope you guys enjoyed the conversations we had. Try to do it calmly because people are just so angry, and I don't. Sometimes there's things I want to fight on. Sometimes there's just things that we're never going to agree on. But I hope you did. Enjoy. If you guys have any last questions, put them in the chat below really quick before I go to dinner. And we're going to do this again next Wednesday. It'll probably be the last time. We'll just do three of these. Maybe we'll do a couple more if you guys really like them. But at least for now, we're not going to do this tomorrow. We will have a really special episode coming out about Russian interference in Candace Owens tomorrow. Stay tuned for that. That's going to come out at 4 p.m. Eastern time. That's going to be very exciting. And again, we'll have daily shows next week, but we'll have more debates on Wednesday. Thank you guys so much. I'm not seeing any other questions in the chat. So with that, we will go. God bless you guys.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.